With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republican lawmakers in the House are sprinting towards a vote on President Trump's tax and spending cuts bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's been speaking with GOP colleagues who have concerns about it.
We are working through everybody's issues and making sure that we can secure this vote. I feel very positive about the progress. We've had lots of great conversations. I've met with individuals and groups all day long, as has the president, who's fully engaged as well, trying to convince everybody this is the very best product that we can produce.
The bill would extend and make permanent various individual and business tax breaks Republicans passed in the president's first term, plus temporarily add new tax breaks for tips, overtime, and car buyers. President Trump says the U.S. has struck a trade deal with Vietnam. According to the president, the deal includes a 20% tariff on the Southeast Asian country's imports to the U.S., and it will give the U.S. tariff-free access to Vietnam's markets. Vietnam's also agreed that goods would be hit with a 40% tariff rate if they originated in another country and were then transferred to Vietnam for final shipment to the U.S. Wisconsin's law banning abortion, which dated back to the mid-1800s, is struck down by that state's high court. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The law was in effect until the U.S. Supreme Court passed Roe v. Wade in 1973. But conservative Wisconsin legislators argued that the nullifying of Roe v. Wade in 2022 reactivated the old state abortion ban. The state attorney general, a Democrat, filed a lawsuit. And on Wednesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court's liberal majority struck down the 176-year-old abortion ban. I'm Donna Warder.
Storms in the eastern portion of the country expected to cause problems for July 4th travelers. The Mid-Atlantic regions dealt with thunderstorms and flooding. This is SRN News. A new poll compares the U.S. to the rest of the world on religion.
About 70% of Americans say they are religiously affiliated, and that's a lot more than most other rich industrialized nations, but far behind the mostly Muslim countries, according to the Pew Research Survey. We are middle of the pack when it comes to daily prayer. We do it more than our European neighbors, but less than people in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. The U.S. is near the top of the heap, though, when it comes to believing in an afterlife. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court's ruling that states can bar sex change operations on kids is already having an effect. Rulings in favor of people posing as the opposite sex have been thrown out of four states. The high courts ordered appellate judges to re-examine cases from Idaho, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and West Virginia involving access to sex change operations and changes to birth certificates. This is SRN News. A municipal workers' strike in Philadelphia enters day two.
Trash bags are starting to pile up on the curb and spill out of cans in Philadelphia on day two of a strike by some 10,000 city workers. A judge granted an injunction ordering some back to work, including 911 dispatchers and essential employees at the water department. District Council 33 of the municipal union says they're seeking 8% annual raises and for the city to pay the full cost for employee health care, among other benefits. Mayor Sherelle Parker says the city has put its best offer on the table, offering raises that amount to 13% over her four-year term. I'm Jennifer King.
A new wildfire in Central Oregon is forcing evacuations. The Grizzly Flat Fire was reported Wednesday afternoon, quickly burned through grass, brush, and juniper as it expanded to 50 acres. Several homes northwest of Prineville were evacuated due to the fire. More details at srnnews.com.